Welcome back. This is General Hakan, commander of the WOW Space Fleet. We lost CC, Christopher Crosby, in the battle for cannabis legalization and affordable homes. He was murdered by the government, for not being stupid enough to want to, buy a mortgage on a house and property that you never own and that you pay taxes to the government on forever, unlimited, trillions of dollars for like 50 square meters of land. So with the WOW Space Fleet and the canine-themed automobiles, VTOLs, and other personal luxury vehicles, including potentially space travel vehicles, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on. People like to think that cannabis tokers are incapable of things like legal strategy, technology development, and even fighting war, like shooting people. I've never shot anybody or killed anybody or intentionally harmed anybody personally with violence. I have mixed feelings about violence. Let's just put it that way. One of my martial arts instructors, Tim Larkin, said, violence is rarely the answer, but when it is the answer, it's the only answer. And I think it's a pretty intelligent maxim on violence, because when they've thrown you in prison for smoking cannabis instead of tobacco poisons, and they're pumping you full of pharma sorcerer geek, quote unquote, medications from those cocksuckers at the FDA, and some big black dude or even a small black dude or a white dude or a Mexican wants a piece of your ass in jail or prison or a psych ward, they're going to take it if they can. That's just how it goes. Somebody might give them some incentive to beat you down, like extra commissary or even a record deal. Violence can be useful. I'm not necessarily an advocate of violence, but I'm not really into the whole bend over type of ideas. So, let's see here. Yeah, it's been a very long and very difficult show. Let me give you a little details. If you want real world reality on what it takes to legalize cannabis, picture this. I'm in the back of a police van on the way to the courthouse with one chance to land a nuclear torpedo mandamus motion after I've been defamed as crazy. Okay, when they don't want to let you represent yourself pro per and they've defamed you as quote unquote incompetent, they will run you through the system for months at a time with continuations and completely fake, phony psychiatric evaluations that are already pre-rigged. They'll just say, nah, crazy. No matter what you say, it's all predetermined by those idiot psychologists who are getting, bribes from the pharmaceutical industry to criminally slander cannabis smokers with intent for life in maximum security prisons and maximum security psych wards, complete with things like, Murphy conservatorships, like take away all their money and manage all their affairs. They're not competent because they smoked weed instead of cigarettes and think that pharma quack bunny faggot idiot pharma sorcerer geek poison pills aren't medicine. That's really what's going on. So I'm in the back of the van, double cuffed. My hands are cuffed and my ankles are also shackled with bloody wounds because I'm deemed a threat because I defended my life in 15-on-1 combat, complete with Axon tasers with intent for extrajudicial lethal injection, ordered by a public defrauder by the name of, what was that guy's name? Peter Van Oosting. Petty fogger, fraud at law, tabloid fodder. If you survive an extrajudicial lethal injection, in even 15-on-1 combat, double cuffed, they will still try to press charges and send you to prison for more than 4 years. Prison, like Ass rapes, poisonous commissary food, years at a time. It's death penalty serious, the cannabis info. So I was riding to court with Cece, and we had worked on legal strategy for months. For months, he passed me hundreds of legal documents under the door daily, and I would have to study them in small print and underline relevant legal terms and phrases. And there were no legal dictionaries in there. They outlaw blacks' legal dictionaries in all jails across the United States. They confiscate them illegally, even if you try to order one off of Amazon. And LRA, Legal Research Associates, also hardcore fraud scumbags. They will only give you 5 legal definitions at a time. You have to find the legal definitions on your own and use an entire form, of which you may only get like 1 per week, and request, yes, 5 legal definitions at a time. They're claiming they just don't have the facilities to copy off of Black's legal dictionary. Really? Printing a Black's legal dictionary double-sided is probably at most 100 to 200 pages. And they regularly print 200 or even 300 pages of case law to give to pro per litigants per those legal contracts. So they are completely 100% full of shit frauds and liable to unlimited penalties. LRA, Legal Research Association, is just a scumbag outfit all around. As if it's bad enough, they take legal materials, libraries out of jails, and scale it down for maximum profits for things like the pharmaceutical and tobacco industries. If it's bad enough that they take away library access, they also won't even send you a Black's legal dictionary. And if you order one off of Amazon, they'll steal it like they did mine and give you a little form that says, sorry, it was misplaced. Signed, Jeff. Jeff with no last name. They'll cover it up. It's this serious. And anybody who thinks cannabis legalization is just a little game for like, you know, hipsters and little LGBTQ, quote unquote, justice advocates who want to sell, you know, biopoisoned weed like E-Sleaze from San Francisco with their little rainbow brand. No, it really ain't like that. So stay tuned for the next audio podcast on the cannabis legalization issue. And I'll tell you about the court appearance, being double cuffed and, you know, trading, legal strategies with, CC Christopher Crosby, who lost his life, in part of the cannabis legalization cause and affordable homes cause.